This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have Robert Schroeder, and we're talking now about the science that may lead us to warp drive, understanding how UFOs fly. The book is Solving the UFO Enigma. Class is in session.
Engage. So anyway, these scientists believe that we live in a larger 11-dimensional universe, and that where we live on a space-time membrane, and there's another space-time membrane exactly parallel to ours. And our membrane is actually called the weak membrane, referring to the fact that the forces on our membrane are not all that strong. But on the other end of the universe is this Planck membrane, and in between is an area called the bulk, B-U-L-K. And so it's believed that all the other particles, all the particles in nature, all the matter particles and all the force particles cannot leave the membrane we live on, the weak membrane that we live on, and that they're basically stuck on our membrane, except for one particle, the hypothetical graviton that carries the gravity force. And the reason for this, if you remember further back, I talked about string theory. Well, they think that all these subatomic particles, which they used to think were infinitesimally small point dots, it was string theory that changed all that and came up with the idea that all these subatomic particles like electrons and quarks and photons are actually tiny little wiggling strings. So they believe that all the force and matter particles are stuck on our space-time membrane, our universe, except for one, which is the graviton. And the reason is all the other particles are open strings with two open ends, and the two open ends are actually attached to our space-time membrane, the weak membrane. The only one that is not is the graviton, which is a closed loop, which allows it to travel off. This is all part of this theory, which allows it to travel off of our membrane into the bulk and move around out there. And their theory, called warp geometry, suggests that the other membrane that's parallel to ours, referred to as the Planck membrane, is warped in such a way that it attracts the vast majority of gravitons in the larger 11-dimensional universe toward its surface. And what that means is that 99.999999% of all the gravitons in the larger universe are not on our a space-time membrane, and that would explain the hierarchy problem, why gravity is so weak in our universe. There's just not enough membranes to carry the gravity force. So part of their theory, and here's where we get to the UFO connection, suggests that the strength of gravity increases exponentially until it's 10 to the, as you go into the bulk, that space between the membranes, and as you get closer to the Planck membrane that's parallel to ours, the strength of gravity inside the bulk, because that's where all the gravitons, 99.9999%, are, increases to 10 to the 16 power stronger than the gravity in our space-time membrane.
Robert, could we use the metaphor with gravity in a bit like with an iceberg, you know, 1/7 is above the water surface and gravity. So you're kind of saying that it's completely unbalanced. Most of the gravity force, if you like, is in this kind of mirror.
Yes.
A membrane, 2 hours. But
yes, exactly.
We only see a bit of it. Okay.
It's in that space in between the brains, membranes, they call them. And And here's the exciting part. And the strength of gravity, because the gravitons that carry the gravity force are attracted to the Planck membrane. So the actual number of gravitons increases exponentially as you get closer to the Planck membrane. So there's just more and more and more gravitons crammed up together the closer you get to the Planck membrane. And in fact, they believe that gravity, as you get to the surface of the Planck membrane, increases to 10 to the 16 power, the number 1, followed by 16 zeros, stronger than the gravity we experience on planet Earth. Here it is. Here's the payoff. The second I saw this theory, I said, hey, wait a minute. General relativity, Einstein's theory of gravity, says when gravity is strong, distance shrinks. Okay? Is well understood and well accepted in physics. The thought occurred to me, what if you were able to get a spaceship and get into the bulk, into that bulk area? If you went in far enough, the distance to other stars shrinks to a much smaller distance. And to give you an example, if you went into the point where gravity is only 1/10,000th in the bulk, 1/10,000th of its maximum strength of 10 to the 16 stronger than the gravity on planet Earth, the distance to Alpha Centauri, which is 25 trillion miles from planet Earth, okay, or 4.3 light years, it would take tens of thousands of years to get there by rocket ship, you know, that the distance, instead of being 25 trillion miles, if you went into where gravity is only 1/10,000th of its maximum strength in that bulk between the membranes, the distance shrinks from 25 trillion miles down to 25 miles.
Wow.
Yes, exactly. And when I did the calculation, I said, holy cow. So if you could somehow get a spaceship in there, you could drive, or a car properly equipped, you could drive to Alpha Centauri in half an hour, depending
upon. That's the thing, you know, how can we escape our kind of universe, if you like, or get into another dimension from our
own? Gogs, that'll come next. I just wanted to first lay out the theory of how I think they're doing it. And I think that's exactly what they're doing. And so you could literally drive to Alpha Centauri in half an hour, depending on the speed limit and the bulk and the intergalactic police.
Well, 25 miles an hour, we don't have a big problem. Just take a trip across. Well, okay, that explains how they do it in Star Trek, I guess.
No, Star Trek is different. In Star Trek, they were talking about warping space. But the problem with doing that is Miguel Alcubierre, the Mexican physicist who had his theory, the Alcubierre warp drive. The energy requirements, exactly, Goggs. They're just too great. But we don't need to have the energy anymore. It looks like Mother Nature is providing a pathway to the stars without us having to warp space itself. Mother Nature does it for us. And it solves the hierarchy problem, one of the biggest problems in modern physics. And that's what makes it so exciting. It's part of physics, our contemporary physics. And it's something that is very important to our physics community, and it looks like it could also explain the UFO phenomenon, how they get here. And I can, I don't know how much time we have left in this segment.
About a minute.
But I believe the way they get in there is, if these extra dimensions exist, our particle accelerators will detect them. And if they do exist, there'll be a new type of particle called Kaluza-Klein particles, KK particles. And among those particles will be something called the KK graviton. And I believe what these UFOs are doing is they are actually, and here's the giveaway, they're particle accelerators. That's why they're circular. And they're creating these KK gravitons, and these KK gravitons are like E.T. in the movie E.T. Their home is in the bulk. That's where they want to go. If you can surround your craft with KK gravitons, they say, I want to go home, and they'll pull your craft into the bulk.
We'll have more of the bulk in Traveling to the Stars with Robert Schroeder, Gene Steinberg, Gogs MacKay. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So Chris O'Brien's at the International UFO Congress. He's missing a fascinating discussion here where Robert Schroeder, in the book Solving the UFO Enigma, How Modern Physics is Revealing the Technology of UFOs, believes that he has found ways to travel through space that may be harnessed by the forces behind UFOs. Now, you're talking about things theoretically here, Robert.
Yes.
Practically, can we do it with our technology?
Well, first of all, I want to point out that these are actually not my theories. They are being developed by cutting-edge theories that are being developed in the physics community. I'm just using their theories to explain the UFO phenomenon. They're using these theories to explain the hierarchy problem, but I realized it could also apply to the UFOs because as everybody does understand, the warping of space is almost essential, you know, whether we do it ourselves or Mother Nature does it in order to get between the stars. And now it looks like that may very well be the case, that space, Mother Nature does provide a path for us to get to other stars. What was your question again, Gene? I'm afraid I lost track of it there.
Well, I think how does our science or can our science harness this technology? If we know how it theoretically can be done, what does it take for us to do it?
Excellent, excellent question. It's perfect. First, we have to discover whether these extra dimensions really exist. And they are at the Large Hadron Collider Particle Accelerator in Geneva, Switzerland. They are looking for evidence of the extra dimensions. And they just increased the power of the Large Hadron Collider from 7 trillion electron volts up to 14 trillion electron volts. They doubled it. And they're going to be starting a whole new series of experiments. Not sure if they've started them yet, but it will take some time, a couple of years, to kind of do these experiments. And then they have to examine the data and analyze it to find these new particles. It's going to be reams and reams of data. And anyway, what they're looking for is when they do these collisions, the law of conservation of energy says if you put a certain amount of energy into a reaction, you have to get the same amount coming out of it. When they collide these particles together, they know how much energy is going in. And then they look at all the particles that come flying out of these collisions. And
so if there's a deficit in energy, they think it must have gone to the other dimension.
Exactly, Goggs. Exactly. Right on the money. That's exactly it. And that's what they're looking for. And so I urge everyone who's interested in the UFO phenomenon or just physics to keep an eye on what's going on at the Large Hadron Collider to see if they do find this missing energy. Because if they do, it'll be the first evidence of the extra dimensions, and we may be on the threshold of actually developing the ability. We may want to, of course, at that point, you know, scientists themselves generally don't believe in the UFO phenomenon, but it looks like modern physics might actually explain how the UFOs are getting here.
You said we would have to surround a craft or some of which particles, and they would pull us into the bulk.
Kaluza-Klein gravitons. Theodor Kaluza was a German physicist who lived right about the time of Einstein, and he took Einstein's theory of four dimensions and brought it up to five dimensions just to see what would happen. And he realized what happened is he suddenly realized he could combine gravity with electromagnetism if the theory of general relativity went from four dimensions to five. And that caused a great deal of excitement. Unfortunately, when they discovered the other two forces of nature, the weak nuclear force and the strong nuclear force, they weren't able to continue with that idea. It didn't work at that point. But another guy by the name of Oscar Klein, a Swedish physicist, also worked on the idea of extra dimensions and how big they might be and that kind of thing. And so they predicted from these theories that if these extra dimensions exist, it would mean that particles that we see, which all oscillate in the four dimensions of space-time that we live in, it occurred to them that they would also oscillate in the extra dimensions. And if they did, that would create new types of particles that we have not yet seen. That oscillation is a type of energy, and mass is equal to energy, E is equal to mc squared. So that would indicate that there's a new type of particles that we might see if we see if these extra dimensions are real. And they are called KK particles, Kaluza-Klein particles, but their natural home is the bulk. And like ET, they want to go home. So if you can surround your craft with these KK particles, the craft will automatically move into the bulk. And I think that's exactly what the UFOs are doing. And we may want to move, I don't know how much time we have, we may want to move on to another key aspect of UFO technology is their ability to overcome inertia, which is, inertia is the resistance to acceleration, and their ability to hover in our atmosphere above planet Earth. So I don't know how much time we have left.
Go there anyway, because I think that's very interesting. So I'm imagining that, you know, somehow, obviously, these craft, they've come out of our inertia's sphere of influence. So, you know, they're not subject to inertia in our kind of dimension, if you like, but must be, you know, in their own kind of inertial bubble, I take it. Is that...
Something like that, Gugs. I'll explain how I think they're doing it. At the heart of general relativity is a postulate called the equivalence principle. The equivalence between inertial mass and gravitational mass, and anyway, that's literally essential to make general relativity work, and nobody's been able to disprove it. Now inertia is the resistance to acceleration. So if you have a very massive heavy object and you try to take a bowling ball, and let's say you run up to it and you kick it, what's going to happen to your foot? A couple of toes will be broken or a cannonball. It just isn't going to move that easily. On the other hand, if you just had a tennis ball or a ping pong ball and you hit it with your foot, it would go flying, you know. And that's because the much lower mass of the ping pong ball its inertial mass its gravitational weight is very light, and that means that its inertial mass is also very low. They are equivalent, and so what I think the UFOs are doing is this.
You know what? Let's leave that as the cliffhanger.
Okay.
Robert Schroeder with Gene with Gox. You're in
the Paracast membrane.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Gogs Mackay, Gene Steinberg with Robert Schroeder. I just want to get down to the core of this, Robert, because we have two segments left. It's really been a fascinating discussion. And that is, how close do you think we are to actually taking these theories and putting them into practice?
A good question. The key thing is discovering these extra dimensions and discovering if string theory and M theory are correct. And the fact that these theories do solve the hierarchy problem, or actually I should say warp geometry is a subset of M theory, the fact that it does solve the hierarchy problem does give it a lot of interest because that's such a big problem in physics. If we do discover these extra dimensions, then they're going to do everything they can to see if this warp geometry theory is correct. The extra dimensions by themselves won't make it conclusive that warp geometry is correct, but certain other things will indicate that warp geometry is correct, like the KK particles and things like that.
But do you think this is something we'll see in our lifetimes? Because you and I are older guys.
That's true. I'd say within the next couple of years.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, so therefore, Elon Musk, instead of using the firecrackers to send us to Mars, if he can develop a craft like this, he could say, you know what, forget Mars. Let's go to Zeta Reticuli or something.
Exactly. And Gene, if I could go back to the hovering ability and the ability of UFOs to accelerate at blinding speeds.
Sure.
Okay. Because that's very critical too. I was just kind of getting into that on the last segment. What I think they're doing is this. They surround the craft with KK particles, but then they do it in such a way that they're not pulled into the bulk. They may be right on the edge of being pulled in, but these KK particles also induce the creation of micro black holes. Okay, and micro black holes happen to decay very quickly, but before they decay, they absorb light. Now, everybody knows a black hole is called a black hole simply because as light gets near a black hole, it can't escape. So you can't see the black hole actually. So what happens is. And actually, what actually does happen is the light is not swallowed by the black hole exactly. The light actually goes into orbit around the black hole. That's what actually happens. The physicists are aware of all this. And now light goes at the speed of light. And so it's amazing that these black holes can actually grab these things and put them in orbit, or these photons, and put them in orbit around a black hole. Then it occurred to me, hey, wait a minute. The only other particle that we know of that travels at the speed of light is, guess what? The graviton. It's a massless particle. It's predicted to be massless. And so the thought occurred to me, hey, wait a minute. If a black hole can, basically more or less absorb a photon, couldn't it also absorb a graviton? And so here's where it gets exciting. So even though they haven't proved the existence of gravitons yet, they are very difficult to detect. These gravitons, are believed to be the cause of the warping of space-time. So in other words, the planet Earth is constantly creating these gravitons, and they travel up to 10 miles up, 5 miles up, 3 miles up, and more of them travel to 3 miles than up to 10 miles, and so they warp space-time more closer to Earth than further away. So if a UFO, which some UFO researchers have estimated, these typical disc-shaped ones weigh in the range of 30 to 40 tons, if a UFO is up there in the atmosphere, if it surrounds itself with a shroud of micro-black holes, then these micro-black holes would absorb the gravitons coming up from planet Earth. So instead of having a graviton exchange between the UFO and the planet Earth, because the UFO creates gravitons too and sends them down to planet Earth. So instead of having this exchange, that exchange disappears. And as far as the Earth is concerned, it looks up and it doesn't see a 40-ton object. It might see a 5-pound object. That's all it sees, because most of the gravitons have been absorbed by the UFO. So that local area, it just sees a much lighter weight object. And because the lighter weight, the lower the equivalent, it's effectively, not actually, but effectively a lower mass object. And when it becomes a lower mass object, it also has less inertial mass. And because it has less inertial mass, it can accelerate with an action-reaction engine, just like they saw in Sicario. It can accelerate at blinding speeds when it wants to. And that's what I think they're doing. It's as simple as that. And so now one more thing. I got to say one more thing that's very important. I'm not sure how much time we have. But the key to the future now is, I believe, if we can get spectrographic and if we can find out what the particle emissions are from these UFOs, particle and electromagnetic emissions from UFOs, we can deduce if we see what they call Hawking radiation, which is the spectrum of decay. When a black hole, micro black hole decays, it produces something called Hawking radiation. If we see Hawking radiation coming from these UFOs, it would indicate that they are using these micro black holes, and it would be convincing evidence they are using this technology. So that's the key to the future. We need the money to get the instrumentation to try to detect what kind of radiation is coming from UFOs. It has to be very sophisticated. None of the kind of stuff we have now, Geiger counters cannot do it. We need an array of equipment.
Robert, I was going to say, yeah, I'm really interested in all this, and I haven't had time to read your book yet, but I'm definitely going to have a look at it, because some of this kind of needs quite a bit of digesting to wrap your head around it. So okay. I was going to, before we finish, I wanted to bring in just a couple of questions that have been posted in our question bank. We've got some here from Eric the Red, who's been posting for a few years. And his first question was, are you aware of any aerospace defense or NASA scientists or engineers whose views on UFOs inform their work, either on research and design of aerospace vehicles or otherwise? So I think he's maybe saying these guys that maybe do believe in UFOs or think that, you know, it may affect the way they look at their work.
Not that I know of. There is a guy by the name of, his last name is White. W-H-I-T-E. I can't remember his first name, maybe Gene, or you know, Cogs. He works down at one of these laboratories, I think maybe in the Houston area. And they've been, I'm not sure what they're working on, but I don't, and I don't know if they're inspired by the UFO stories or not. I honestly don't know. My guess, I sort of doubt it, because that can be what you might call career shortening. anyway, that's what I think.
We're going to break now, folks, and we'll continue with one or two more listener questions in our next segment. We're talking to Robert Schroeder. The book is called Solving the UFO Enigma, How Modern Physics is Revealing the Technology of UFOs. And what he's posing here is the possibility that if these theories work, we could find ways to travel to the stars. Not that will take 5 years, 10 years or more, but, you know, just like going across town.
Yes.
With Gene and Goggs, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Of course, Robert, there's always a Stargate.
I saw that, but again, that involved wormholes. And wormholes, physicists believe they're extremely unstable. They only last for nanoseconds. And Carl Schwarzschild was the guy, incredibly, way back in 1916, Einstein published the field equations in November, December of 1915. And a couple months later, probably February, March or something like that, a German soldier, believe it or not, on the Eastern Front, this is, of course, in the middle of World War I, by the name of Lieutenant Carl Schwarzschild, who actually was an astronomer in private life before he was in the military. He was the first guy to come up with an exact solution to the field equations. So you can imagine, Einstein was back in Berlin at this time. You can imagine his shock when he got Schwarzschild's solution. And the Schwarzschild solution is black holes. But it actually took several decades later before they fully understood the implications of the Schwarzschild solution. They realized that it actually represented two black holes connected by a wormhole. But they've done a great deal of theoretical research on these things, and they believe that they are very, very unstable. I think Stargate is based on that idea of using wormholes. At least at the moment, it doesn't look like they could use it. And furthermore, you'd have to create a black hole that would connect with your black hole on the other side of the universe, wherever you're going. So instead, I think the idea that the bulk of that, those extra dimensions are severely warped is much easier. Mother Nature does it for us. We don't even need to expend the energy. And getting in there might be just as simple as surrounding your craft with these subatomic particles that we expect to produce at the Large Hadron Collider within the next couple of years.
Today, we assume something's impossible, but science has always been about taking the impossible and making it possible. We'll just go past that now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Gogs, do you have any more questions from that listener?
So kind of on the same topic. Robert, have you heard any reliable information about the existence of UFO-related special access programs?
You mean maybe the military or something like that?
Yeah, I'll ask another question because somebody says, have you personally heard any trustworthy claims about supposedly existing alien reproduction vehicles? So copies.
No, I don't think there's anything credible about that. And part of the reason I believe that is because we ourselves, well, in my opinion, this is my opinion, if UFOs really are using this bulk, this warped geometry in the bulk, if they are doing that, then we're not really quite there. We're on the threshold, but we're not quite there. It's going to take quite a bit of further development of this too, like downsizing the size of particle accelerators, which, by the way, is something they are trying to do. They're talking about, you've heard of Michio Kaku, the physicist? Yep. He's talking about building tabletop accelerators that will have immense power. So we're not there yet, and I find it unlikely. Yes.
Do you have any idea of the numbers or kind of intensity of KK particles that would need to be produced to have the effect that you're postulating?
I don't know the precise amount that are needed. This is exactly the kind of research that we'll be needing to do when we take these next steps. Okay. In answer to Gog's question about how many KK particles would be needed to shroud the UFO, to pull it into the bulk, I'd make this analogy. I don't know for sure, but think of aircraft when we were first building aircraft. This is a perfect analogy. We knew the weight of the aircraft. We had to figure out how big the wing would have to be to carry the load, and we didn't know at first, and we had to figure out the theoretically what was needed and experimentally too. And that's exactly the same thing here. We're going to have to figure out how much is needed to do it. And I think when we do develop this technology, we'll be starting small scale. We'll be doing models, try to send them into the bulk, and then hopefully, have it radio control, not radio control, but have it pre-programmed. So once it's in the bulk and we can no longer communicate with it, that it,
returns.
It reduces the number of KK gravitons, so it comes back out of the bulk, and it comes back to us. Otherwise, we'll lose it, you know. Oh, and by the way, when alien civilizations start to see us going into the bulk, that's when I believe the Federation will announce that their arrival, because they'll know we are probably within years or perhaps a decade or two.
Okay, so what you're telling me here is the plot of the movie Star Trek: First Contact. And this kind of takes you back to the original Star Trek lexicon about how warp drive was invented by humans, and thus some fascinating things occurred. If you saw the movie, you'll remember this.
Yes.
When Zefram Cochrane invents warp drive, it doesn't have to be warp drive, but let's just use that as the example from Star Trek.
Yep.
The Vulcans see that and therefore come to Earth to make first contact.
Yes, and I don't believe they're hostile. I don't believe that at all. I believe, remember as I was saying before, that as civilizations, as they develop, they become more civilized. You can see it on planet Earth. We haven't had any, in 75, 80 years, we haven't had any further major, remember we had World War I, World War II within 20 years of each other. We had the Napoleonic War. We had all sorts of horrifying wars.
Yeah, and, but all the stuff that's going on in the Middle East now is not exactly peaceful.
I totally agree, but and I admit it's terrible. There's 500,000 dead in Syria today, but think of World War One and World War Two. In World War One, it was what, 25 million died. World War Two was like 36 million. So you're not seeing those horrifying figures anymore.
We're killing people, but not as many as what you're telling us.
Exactly. I'm not saying that we've eliminated war. We haven't. But eventually the Middle East will settle down as it develops and the conflicts will die out. Because remember, in a sense, they're following in Europe's footsteps. Remember, Europe, which is also an amalgam of nations, they were all fighting each other for centuries and centuries. But you'll notice that Europe today is totally settled down. I mean, except for some terrorist stuff. But those countries are not fighting each other. They're not trying to grab their neighbor's land, well, with a few exceptions.
I've got a quick one, Robert. With your theory, when you were saying that, you know, if you surround a craft with these KK particles at whatever kind of, you know, intensity, if you kind of went into the bulk and then further increased the intensity, would that then put you through the bulk into the other kind of dimension, the mirror dimension?
You'd stay in the bulk. All you do, Gogs, is go deeper into the bulk, which is good, because the deeper you go in, the shorter the distance to other stars.
Robert Schroeder, if our listeners want to know more about what you do, do you have a site or a place they can check out?
I don't have a website, but if anybody would like to buy my book, Solving the UFO Enigma, How Modern Physics is Revealing the Technology of UFOs, they can go to Amazon, and it's available both as paperback or Kindle.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Look for a pair of official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. We also have that second radio show. It's called After the Paracast, and it's available only if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. You get After the Paracast, you get some show transcripts, special selected episodes, video and audio from Paul Kimball's Other Side of Truth, and you get, of course, the commercial-free version of the Paracast. Go to plus.theparacast.com. So that's the class this week. I can't say class is dismissed, but we've covered some fascinating ground about technologies we may be perfecting now that may be similar to what UFOs do and what could take us to the stars. Robert Schroeder, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you, Gene and Gogs, for having me on your show.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.